Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, good morning. Welcome back to the golf show here on 93.7 The Fan. A little off-air banter with my producer, Matt, there in the studio. We have not connected with our scheduled guest for this segment as of the moment, so we're going to go ahead and talk about the subject without having Scott Michaud with us. The Masters, all throughout this pandemic, and when it began to affect golf, they have maintained that they were going to do their best to make sure they have patrons, which is their way of saying fans, on the grounds November 9th through the 15th. Well, their best was not enough because of the potential risks of welcoming patrons and guests to our rounds in November are simply too significant to overcome. They have decided that there will be no fans, patrons, at the famed layout at Augusta National Golf Club. So you say, or at least I say to myself, well, we haven't had fans yet since golf has come back. There have been a sprinkling of fans here and there, but no wide open, you know, we're going to open the doors, you come watch golf kind of thing. So why is that such a big deal that the Masters isn't going to have fans? Well, it's kind of hard to explain, and that's my job, is to explain it. I was fortunate enough to cover 10 Masters. It's one of, every year was one of my top sports assignments, just because of the history, because of while we, take issue sometimes with the decisions that the Masters officials make. You have to appreciate how they run this golf course. It is with very few exceptions, it is just absolutely run with little or no controversy. There have been a couple instances over the years, a few probably, but they do it right. They have standards that they want to uphold, and they do every year. As far as the fans go, I can tell you my first year, I go down there, and, of course, I didn't want to miss a minute. Excuse me. So I went over early Monday morning, got all checked in, and started to go out and look. I wanted to get behind that first tee and see exactly how it looked, the dogleg right, and try to, imagine shots being hit out there after watching them on TV all those years. Then I wanted to go see 10 and had no idea that 10 is as much of a ski slope as it really is. TV doesn't get it. So Well, that's enough from me, we can talk about this more as we go along. We have Scott Michaud, the longtime golf columnist from the Augusta Chronicle, now with us. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for getting here with us.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
We're doing fine. trust you are as well. So what's your reaction, just generally speaking, to no patrons at Augusta National?
Well, not surprised, because it seems like we've been heading this way. But disappointed. I thought that maybe if anybody could pull this off, Augusta might be the one that could figure out something that would resemble normal. But sadly, that's really not the direction we've been going, especially in Georgia. So not surprised at all.
Yeah, Georgia has been an interesting place, hasn't it, with all the related issues?
It has. You know, we were the first state to reopen, and now the students just came back at University of Georgia this week, and you know, public schools are back open with in-person learning. So kind of plowing forward as though nothing's going on, and I, you know, I'll be very curious to see what it's like 2 or 3 weeks from now, now that we've got colleges back in session. So, you know, maybe the handwriting was on the wall and Augusta National saw that and thought, you know, it's just too risky for us to try to have patrons there.
It's in, I think people hear about this, but maybe they don't realize, Augusta National and the Masters, this isn't just a local event. It's not a regional event. It's not a national event. It's an international event. People come from everywhere and plan their vacations if they're fortunate enough to get tickets. And, you know, now, I mean, the Masters put out a very well thought out response to ticket holders and you know, the disappointment that they have. This is a big blow for golf fans.
It is, and it's an especially big blow for the community in Augusta that really relies on the economic benefits of having all these people from all over the world come to town once a year. It's such a huge financial windfall. For people, everybody from the people that rent their houses to the restaurants to the hotels to the caterers, that you know, it's a double whammy for them on top of everything that's already gone on with the shutdown earlier this year. So it's really, really a big blow, because, like you said, I mean, this is an international event. It's also the identity of that town. So it's gonna, you know, it's gonna take some hard hits for people in that town to get over not having this, and really, there's also no guarantee that in April there are going to be patrons there as well. I mean, it sounded like when Augusta National talked to its employees and people, you know, they're saying hopefully in April we can bring patrons back. So you know, I can't imagine what it'll be like if they lose 2021 as well.
Oh, and, you know, you don't want to be, you know, going and making solid statements too far in advance, but I have not yet seen anything that would make me say, oh, yeah, well, we'll be back there in April, and we'll have the 2021 Masters. I don't think that's guaranteed at all.
No kidding. I mean, think about what we thought maybe in March and in April when they announced that they were going to move it to November. We thought, oh, sure, by November everything will be fine. We'll be back to normal. We'll have football. We'll have everything. Well, here we are, and we haven't moved very far. So, you know, it's possible we're just kicking this can a little further down the road, and next April we'll be on the same boat.
Yeah. That's
we're closer to next April now than we were to November last April. So,
yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it, isn't it?
Yes.
I was just saying, and of course, as always, we're running short of time. But I was just talking a little bit before you came on about. I can remember my first Masters, going out there and standing on the number 10 tee, and looking down that ski slope of a fairway, and hearing those roars from Amen Corner. And this was early on a Monday, and there were still roars down there. If there's one thing that's going to stand out, I think it's going to be the silence that's going to go along with this tournament.
You're right. I mean, we've gotten used to it now with all these other tournaments being this way, but the Masters is really identified by those roars.
Yep.
I mean, I just can't imagine a Masters without it.
No, there'll be there'll be no big sales of pimento cheese sandwiches and, you know, all the things that go along with the Masters, and it's too bad. Scott, we got to run. We will get back to you, and hopefully we can hook up again before November 9th, and we'll see how things look down there.
Great. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Scott. That's Scott Michaud, longtime golf columnist from the Augusta Chronicle. It is going to be weird in November watching that telecast. But, hey. It's a new world we live in, right? Everything changes, and this is going to be a change. And as Scott said, April 21, it still may be this way. It may be another one with no patrons. Anyway, we'll worry about that as we go along. Nice chat with Scott, though. All right, it's time for our next break. We'll get you another 2020 sports update. And we'll be back, and joining us in the last segment of the day is going to be our newly crowned Pennsylvania State Open champion, Jimmy Ellis. And he did it at Oakmont, which that puts even a little brighter shine on that trophy because it was at Oakmont. We'll talk to him about that when we get back. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.